From the Land-Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report. It is the 13th day of April, 2011. I'm Todd Gleason. Coming up in this half hour, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Paul Cooley. He's at ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Mike Hutchins, animal scientist at the U of I, will be here to discuss not animal sciences exactly, but protecting your alfalfa hay crop. As we close out our program, we'll discuss the weather with Drew Lerner out of World Weather Incorporated. And along the way, we'll hear from the Andersons in Delphi, Indiana, and check in on their ethanol production plant. It all happens right here on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. It is supported in part financially by you, our listeners. Thank you.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. The firm develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
In Chicago on this Wednesday afternoon, futures finished the day lower in the nearby contracts for the wheat. May contract at 752 and three quarters, down 6 3/4 today. July at 788, 4 1/4 lower. That's for the new crop. September down 3 1/4 at $8.27 1/4. May corn futures from Chicago at $7.55 1/2, up 3. July at 761, 3 1/2 higher. September at $7.02 1/2, up 6. December at 645. That finished 8 1/2 cents higher in the new crop corn. And next year's March contract, $6.53 3/4 a bushel, up 7 1/4. May soybeans today, $13.33 1/2, up 3 3/4 cents. July at $13.45, up 4. August, $13.47 1/2, up 4 1/4. And September beans at $13.49 1/2, 5 1/4 higher. November contract, new crop at 7 1/4 cents higher, $13.51 1/2, the final trade. January of 2012 at $13.60 1/4 a bushel, up 7 1/2 cents. May bean meal at $3.42.20, down 20 cents. The July up 20 at $3.47.60. May oil at $57.36, up 12. And July futures at $57.99, 12 cents higher. Live cattle futures at $118.27 1/2, and the nearby April futures 60 cents higher. June contract at $115.77 1/2, up 17 1/2. April feeders at $131.97 1/2, up 17 1/2. The May at $133.02 1/2, up 77 1/2 cents. And April lean hogs at $93.95 for 100 pounds, a gain of 50 cents. The May futures up $2.80 at $103 even. You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a production of Illinois Public Media, funded in part by you. Today is Pledge Day. Here's what the weather forecast looks like as it comes from the National Weather Service on this Wednesday afternoon. Mostly sunny skies, a high near 68. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low 44. Thursday, partly sunny, a high near 70. East winds on Thursday at 6 to 14. They'll gust all the way to 21. Thursday night, a chance of showers, 30% after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy, a low of 49 degrees. East winds between 13 and 17, gusting to 24. And Friday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm or two. Cloudy, a high near 61 degrees. Breezy with an east-southeast wind between 18 and 20 miles an hour. That'll gust all the way to 26. Chance of precip on Friday is 70%. Friday night, rain likely, cloudy, a low of 45 degrees. Chance of precip at 60%. Saturday, rain continues, 40% shot, 52 the high. Saturday night, cloudy, breezy, a low of 36. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 61 degrees. Here's what the outside markets look like at this hour. Crude oil futures on the afternoon at $107.06 a barrel, up 81 cents. Ethanol at $2.65 8/10, down 2/10 of a cent. Natural gas at $4.14 3/10, 4 1/2 cents higher. Diesel fuel or heating oil at $3.20, up 2 8/10 of a cent, that is. And gold futures for the day, $2 higher at $1,454.90. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now just about 12 points higher at 12,276. Hey, if you get the opportunity, please do dial in this number, 217-244-9455. It's our spring pledge drive. We're looking for a listener just like you to call right now. The number is 217-244-9455. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. They're all great, even if you just want to call and make the pledge and write us a check later. All good. 217-244-9455.
Todd Gleason services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
You're listening to the Closing Mark Report on a Wednesday afternoon. We are in the midst of our Spring Pledge Drive. Remember, this program comes to you whether you're listening to us on a radio station, one of our commercial outlets, one of the internet sites that are available, or if you're listening to us on our voicemail. It's all funded in part by you, and it really makes a difference if you give us a call at 217-244-9455 and pledge your financial support. If you do that today, Bates Commodities will put an additional $500 in the kitty. Jay Pierce is here alongside today to talk to us a little bit about that and how we're doing. Thanks, Jay, for joining us today.
Well, that's right. I'm glad to be here, Todd, whether you're listening online or on the air in, out of Urbana on 580 AM or Clinton, Taylorville, or Kewanee, Hoopston, Watsika. However you receive this, we hope you do two things. One is to call 217-244-9455 and help us support this nonprofit endeavor that comes to you from the University of Illinois and Illinois Public Media. And also, give a call to your local radio station and say, hey, we really appreciate the fact that you are helping to disseminate this important information to us. Now, if it is important to you, and it's important to Pete Manhart and Bates Commodities, so he's willing to put up $500 to encourage 25 of you to call. Now, 18 already have. So that means seven more calls, seven more pledges to 217-244-9455. That's 244-9455 and area code 217. And then Bates Commodities will add $500 more to the funds that we'll have available to serve you with agricultural information in the coming year. 217-244-9455. Todd, I like to recommend people pledge $120. That's $10 a month. We can sign you up for a sustained membership where we'll just take it out of your checking account, just like you do with a lot of other bill pays that you set up, and then you'll always be supporting the agriculture programming, and you won't have to think again about it. 244-9455, and when you make that $120 pledge, we have a Will Ag hat that we'd like to send you, and a travel mug, and we also have a member card that gives you some two-for-one dining options, bed and breakfasts and things, and you can find out all about that when you make that call. 244-9455. Bottom line, this half hour, we're looking for seven calls, seven pledges, and then Bates Commodities will donate that $500 additional to help serve you better in the coming year with our ag information.
You are listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report. It's a Wednesday afternoon. If you're listening online, on the radio, on the phone line, please do give us a call at 217-244-9455. Paul Cooley is on the phone line, actually, with us today to take a look at what's been happening in the world of agricultural futures. He's at ADM in Oakland, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Paul.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, tell me about this marketplace. Yesterday was an interesting day, and today she came back just a little bit.
Yeah, the financial world and the shrewd trader is basically still listening and wondering what Goldman Sachs is basically saying. But at $112 crude oil, they just basically said it's time to move our basket of long crude oil, long cotton, long gold, long S&P, long silver, take profits. And then they quickly put out another press release to say, hey, crude oil down at 105 is probably cheap enough, and gasoline prices continue to soar. A couple things, of course, we know that Goldman Sachs is the master at the game, both in what we call money center banks in the U.S. and probably the world, and so they're master traders. And they did know that gasoline consumption in the U.S. is basically down 3.5%. corn and other commodities got a little pricey, but as one person mentioned to me, you know, it's hard to fathom that it created a sell-off in other commodities like corn, cattle, soybeans, and wheat, but it did. And, of course, that's where the new thread of one affects everything type of mentality that's trading now at the Chicago Board of Trade and other ag markets.
So has Goldman done liquidating at this point?
I would say they have been, and they've been very, and I'm sure they did that a few days ahead, and they basically put out the press release. And, of course, when it got cheap enough, they also put out another press release. But I honestly think that stuff was, and I agree with them, stuff was awful pricey. Last Friday, for example, the commodity markets went up on air, and it was fun buying. And, you know, Sunday night it also went up a lot on air. And, of course, we did pick this news up, and so there is, you know, definitely the market also today is looking at something new in the market. Of course, there's starting to be a carry in the soybeans. There's a reducing some of the carry in the corn, and the corn-wheat spread is actually wheat's getting cheaper than corn, and, of course, that encourages wheat feeding. And if I owned a very large ethanol plant in the right place and wheat was 50 cents to a dollar cheaper than corn, I'd be running wheat at full throttle and not corn. So, you know, there is a million opportunities out there for the marketplace, and we're seeing, you know, rapid changes quickly in the market. And we did see some pretty good stability in the Dow and crude oil, gold and silver, and of course I had my old favorite T-Bone Pickens on the early morning shows basically saying, you know, crude oil's pretty darn strong. And of course several people say, you know, this old corn market's still pretty strong as well.
Everybody settled in and not running in your area today? Or
there's people planting, and we understand yesterday the planters in central Iowa are going full throttle. But the private weather people say it's going to be very wet. The southwest wheat belt's not going to get much moisture. You're going to get too much moisture up in the spring wheat area, and that means less corn up there and less wheat and probably more soybeans.
As those planters roll putting corn into the ground, should a producer be taking heed and making sales?
Well, our attitude is that if you do, and we think it's probably smart, be a buyer of 650 to 750 calls or buy $7 to $8 calls, but we only see about 2% of the population doing that, but we think that's the honorable way to do it. And of course, it does look like $14 old crop beans was a master sale. New crop beans, I'd still be a little reluctant to sell them right here today. But the mystery is do we need to go to $8 quick on old crop corn? And I think it's going to be a day or two before we get that job done.
We'll talk with you again, I know, to find out whether it happens or not.
Have a profitable day.
Hey, you too. Thanks much. Paul Cooley is with ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. He's just one of a whole bevy of analysts that we have on our programming each and every week. I think we counted up and probably about 21 of them over a week's time. That's 21 different voices that we bring to you through the agricultural programming from Illinois Public Media that you can hear talk about the commodity markets, give you a better idea of when to make cash sales or when to cover your cash sales, either one. And really, that's the point. We want to talk about markets. We want to talk about weather. And we hope that we do it as well or possibly better than anybody else on the radio. And we hope that if you're listening on the web or on the radio stations, whether that be here in Urbana or in Watsika, Hoopston, Clinton, Kewaunee, or Taylorville, that you will pick up a phone right now and pledge your financial support. This programming is brought to you in part by you. Actually, it's funded is what I'm trying to say, in part by you. And to a tune of about 40% of the operating budget for the radio station here at the Urbana-Champaign campus of the University of Illinois that broadcasts the origination of the program. And we need your help. So if you dial now, that would be great. Or if you're online and you hit willpledge.org or that red button up in the corner at willag.org, either one, at the $120 level, it would be a magnificent thing. It's Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. The phone number is 217-244-9455. We're trying to make a goal this afternoon to put 25 folks in our pockets. If we do that, we'll put another $500 in the bank, that courtesy of Bates Commodities. Again, that number is 217-244-9455. Jay Pierce is with us this afternoon. He helps us out with created content. That's the kind of content you're talking about right now, the things that we do, and gets distributed in several different ways across either the net or the globe. And Jay, we're working our way. We started that out. We're hoping to have a few more on board. We only needed seven, so let's
yeah, we
do
only
it.
Needed seven, and we do now. And you know, you've heard Paul Cooley, and so now it's time to take a moment and go to the phone and call 217-244-9455 and make a pledge. We suggest $120. You know, Wayne Nelson said earlier this week, you take those 21 analysts and you try to contact them all yourself and add it up. That's thousands of dollars. And we're looking right now for a $120 pledge to help support the service and bring these analysts to you on the air and online. And whether you're listening to WILL or WTIM, WGFA, WHPO, WKEI, WHOW, the big 5,000-watt flamethrower out of Clinton. You know, call the owner of the station and say, we're glad you have that on, that we have this information that comes from University of Illinois and Illinois Public Media. And then realize Illinois Public Media is supported by listeners just like you who use the service. So what we're asking right now, we're not going to send you a bill for a subscription, but it's kind of on the honor system. We're asking right now, if you'll commit $10 a month, that's $150, and you can put it on a credit card, and call 217-244-9455. 244-9455. Pledge your support to the service that you're using, no matter how you're receiving it. It's so important that you call, because the only way that we can continue to grow the service on air, online, on the phone, and out in person, if you come to one of our Outlook panels, is with your support. The money you pledge goes right into growing this service to an even better one for you. 244-9455. Would you please make an investment now? And thanks.
Support for the Closing Market Report comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Wednesday afternoon. You know, it's more important than ever this season for dairy and beef cattle producers to consider what crops to plant and which ways they'll be harvested. But first, the big goal, as you'll hear, is to protect the feedstuff already in the field, alfalfa. The first cutting of alfalfa must come off in the best possible shape, says Illinois animal scientist Mike Hutchins. He specializes in dairy production.
This whole spring thing coming to play is, what's my alfalfa looking like? Can I really be ready to go so I can harvest it when it's got a relative forage quality index of like 190 as far as that goes? Because that's the good stuff as far as that goes, which means I may have to buy less corn. How much corn silage am I going to plant this year? If I got winter wheat, should I be looking at this as a forage crop for my cow versus taking it for straw and grain? Should we be looking at a summer annual such as a sorghum Sudan grass hybrid? Should we be looking at this? So I think our farmers need to really look at this, because if you look at planting intentions, corn acreage is going up, alfalfa acreage is going down, cotton seeds going up. Good news for dairy farmers, because we feed cotton seed, you know, and soybeans are going down. And so these intentions are going to have huge impacts. And I think we need to be talking and thinking about that now rather than waiting till May and decide, gee, I wish I would have planted 20 more acres of corn silage, or I should have looked at a different alternative crop.
That's a lot to absorb, so let's just deal with the first point, protect the alfalfa crop, which brings me to Illinois entomologist Mike Gray. He says, starting in southern Illinois now, alfalfa fields should be scouted for weevils.
Especially along southern exposures, those areas that tend to warm up a little bit earlier than other parts of the field. We can use degree day accumulations beginning in January 1 using a base 48 degree threshold, And when we accumulate somewhere close to 300 degree days, that's a good sign that alfalfa weevil larvae are beginning to hatch from eggs.
The early signs of alfalfa weevil infestations are small pinhole-sized feeding on the terminal leaves of the plant. Gray says the hatch is probably just beginning now, so it's a good time to scout. The threshold for a rescue treatment to be deployed is 25 to 50% feeding on the leaves and three or more alfalfa weevil larvae per plant. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Have you dialed in that number yet? 217-244-9455 or hit willpledge.org or willag.org in the big red button up in the right-hand corner and pledge your financial support for the closing market report. If not, please do now. Make sure that you either put in the comments section or tell the person that you're talking to that you're calling in support of the closing market report and agricultural programming. It's important to us. It's important that you do it. And today, it means an extra $500. The good folks at Bates Commodities are putting $500 in the kitty if 25 of you total call today. We're getting close, so you better dial now. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Ben Stoller of the Anderson's Climbers Facility out of Delphi, Indiana, is on the phone line with us this afternoon to take a look at the cash grain market. Good afternoon to you, Ben.
Good afternoon.
Tell me about the cash grain in your area. Farmers probably more busy in the field than they are thinking really about marketing. So how are things going?
Things are going well. Yeah, you're right. Farmers are wanting to get out in the field. Still a little wet here, but we're bidding 763 for April corn and 765 for May and 766 for June, and for new crop, 617.
Do you watch the ethanol plant there very often? And I have a question for you about this. I don't know whether I'll stump you on this one or not, but maybe there's been some discussion around the office there. One of our analysts, actually earlier in this program, suggested that if wheat was low enough in price, that it'd be possible to switch out wheat for corn going through the ethanol plant. Do you know whether that's... I'm not asking whether you're going to do it. Is that the case? Is that possible in your plant?
You know, I have heard no discussion on that, but
that's okay.
So I don't think that's feasible here for us.
All right, just checking to see whether that would be the case or not. Thank you so much for the bids, and thanks for taking the time with us today.
Yep, you're welcome.
All right, that's Ben Stoller. He's with the Anderson's Climbers Facility out of Delphi, Indiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on a Wednesday afternoon. If you haven't dialed in yet, please do so. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Jay Pierce is here to tell you why.
Six pledges to go. If six people will call 244-9455 and make a contribution, Bates Commodities will contribute an additional $500, and that'll go a long way to helping provide you with the agricultural news and market information you depend on right here from Illinois Public Media. 217-244-9455. We suggest a $120 pledge, 244-9455.
That's right, 217-244-9455. Now's the time to dial in. Doesn't matter whether you're listening online on our voicemail or whether you're listening on one of the many radio stations that carry the Closing Market Report. You're part of the service. We hope that you'll dial in at 217-244-9455. This is the Closing Market Report. It's a Wednesday afternoon.
It's National Peach Cobbler Day. On this day in agricultural history in 1743, Thomas Jefferson was born, the third president of the United States. He was an avid farmer who, at his Monticello estate, practiced scientific farming and was always on the lookout for a significant new plant or seed. In 1916, Funk Brothers Seed Company of Bloomington, Illinois, sold the first U.S. shipment of hybrid seed corn to Samuel Ramsey of Ohio. that cost $15 a bushel. Ah, the good old days. In 1916, Edna Lewis was born, Southern chef and author of The Taste of Southern Cooking. In 1925, Elwood Haynes died, an American inventor. He built one of the first successful gasoline-powered automobiles, and he was a pioneer in the use of natural gas. When it was discovered in his hometown of Portland, Indiana, he organized a company to supply it to the town and a process to dehydrate the gas prior to it being pumped through the gas lines. In 1976, the $2 bill was reintroduced by the U.S. Treasury. And in 2008, the National Meats Institute in Uruguay organized a record largest barbecue, grilling about 26,000 pounds of beef on a mile-long barbecue grill using 6 tons of coal. And that's this day of agricultural history.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City is here now to take up the agricultural weather forecast. Good afternoon to you, Drew.
Good afternoon, Todd.
What do you see?
Well, you know, it's been an interesting day. At midday, the markets got pretty excited. I guess there was a bit of an increase in precipitation in some hard red wheat areas, and that got everybody all wound up. It's been a while since we've had some market excitement during the midday updates, and looks that's just indicative of the fact that we're getting to that time of the year where everybody's kind of on pins and needles. And as you mentioned, the majority of the Midwest is kind of dealing with some issues with too much moisture around, and we are going to see that the frequent occurrence of rain systems coming across the Midwest will be with us as we go forward through this next 10-day period. And the biggest concern I have isn't so much the amount of rain, it's the frequency of rain, and more importantly, how cool the temperatures will be. The odds are fairly good that we're going to continue with a cooler bias, and that means that our drying time between storm systems may not be all that great. You know, the temperatures we had last weekend were fantastic. You know, we had a lot of 80s across the region, some 70s. And those temperatures were certainly perfect for drying out the ground real quickly, and it did that. But if we're only going to be seeing highs in the 50s and 60s with some 40s in the northern part of the Midwest, we're not going to be able to accomplish that with the wet weather pattern we're going into. And so the concern now will be that we will be out of the fields more times than we're going to be in them, I'm afraid. So we're going to slip a little behind on our spring field work for a little while.
Yeah, a little while, I mean a week, 2 weeks? What do you think?
Well, I think that it could be probably a good 10 days. I think we'll probably slip behind eventually in some areas. Now, parts of the upper Midwest, the Dakotas, Minnesota, maybe northern Iowa, part of western Wisconsin, that little pocket up there, they will likely end up being more than 2 weeks late, maybe even three, because I don't think they're going to get the ground to dry up very well. It's just going to stay too wet for quite a while.
And then if you take a look around the rest of the planet, what do you see? Because we need China to put a crop in the ground. And the winter wheat crop has come out of dormancy in other areas in the northern hemisphere.
We actually have a lot of interest going on right now, not only in China, but in Europe as well. In China, we are still very dry across the northern wheat-producing areas. That area is not going to get much precipitation over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. And I am concerned about the upper flow pattern over there. I think we could very well see this dry pattern last a little too long, and it might end up having a negative impact on early season crop development there. In Europe, we have some ongoing below-average precipitation impacting some of the wheat areas as well as rapeseed areas in the west. It's very dry in Spain. It's getting that way in France and becoming that way also in parts of Germany and the UK. The weather is not going to be providing above-average precipitation in those areas anytime soon, and we have another ridge of high pressure coming up this coming weekend into next week that will bring back some warmer-than-normal temperatures as well as keeping the rainfall low.
Thank you so much, Drew.
Have a great afternoon.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report on a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks to all those folks who have been dialing in at 217-244-9455 with their pledge of financial support, or hitting willpledge.org or just willag.org and that big red button up on the right-hand side of the page. We do appreciate all of your financial support. If you haven't called in yet or pledged your support online, please do, and do it now. $120 is the level that Dave Dickey and I like to talk about. That's not too much for the service that you get to us. We need four more to go this afternoon. So if you're listening in the evening hours and you want to help us out, you can drop one more out of there. Just dial in at 217-244-9455 or pledge online. I'm Todd Gleason.